So maybe I'll just go back and forth Chinese English a little bit like that? Yeah, that's better. Yeah. I think there is no problem for Wade and Helen. They're perfect bilingual, you know. Okay, so I will try to do my best, okay? 有一边讲国语，一边讲英语，我可能要有一点 confused, you know. But anyway, 感谢主，赞美主，因为上帝很信实的带领我这个人来到跟你们在一起这样子好好的。 聚会好好的敬拜神，这就是我最大的祝福，很有感恩，很有那个荣幸的一种感觉，一切的荣耀都归给上帝。 Just want to give all the glory and honor to God, because who am I to come to this beautiful Chinese church and share my testimony as a Korean person? Only God could do it, right? Yes. All the glory, all the thanksgiving back to Him. Amen? Yeah, surely, from my heart. Okay, so today, we have about an hour and 15 minutes for me, Wade, and Helen. Okay, we have an hour and 15 minutes until 5:30. So this is our plan. Okay, I'm going to share, 我要跟你们分享我自己的见证，可能10到15分钟。 Okay, Wade, Helen, 他们有他们自己的见证, okay? 然后呢, 剩下的时间, okay? All the rest of time, we just want to come down there. We don't want to stay in the pulpit. With all three of us were there. Ask any question. How did you become a missionary? You know, how did you learn Chinese? How many times you failed Chinese test? Anything's okay, whatever. So we really want to down to earth. We're not spiritual giants, really. We're just an ordinary, normal, 一般的人。说真的，不是谦卑的，我不是谦卑的说话。我相信我是一般的人。那我跟 Helen 在一起谈谈，好的朋友，不是我们说 spiritual giant， 我们是宣教，不是这个了。所以我们在这边分享。 Okay, after sharing the testimony, we'll come here, ask any question, any simple question. Okay, anything's okay about our family, even our struggles. 我们的困难，我们在做上帝的事情的时候，有什么困难，有什么挑战。今天晚上跟你们分享逼迫患难的事情，所以以后。 跟那个我们教会我们这个祝安所弟兄姊妹所碰到的那个逼迫患难都跟你们分享，但是今天这段时间呢，我们个人的我们家庭的事情 ，so just ask any question about missionary journey， okay， 每一个人都有上帝的呼召 calling， we have all calling from the Lord， all 不同 ，all different。 上帝要用每一个人的独特的那个特点，还有优点，还有什么软弱都有，不是完美的人才可以做上帝的事情。我也没有想到，为了拯救一个少数民族，上帝会使用这个人，真的没有想到。现在我回想还是惊讶。 How could this ever happen that I was able to go to China to serve these people for the name of Christ, for God's kingdom? This is such an amazing thing that happened to me. 我是在一个韩国基督徒的家庭出生长大。 Okay? I was born and raised in a Christian family. 我有两个姐姐, two sisters. 我是老幺。 是家庭的最好的、最那个年轻的独生儿子了。我们亚洲人都知道吧，儿子的角色在家里这么重要。Okay, I think some of you guys know that if you are a son, you know they just consider you whatever. You know, I think my family same thing. 特别是我们韩国教会那个重男轻女的这个概念比中国人更严重，我觉得不太健康。 I really think that 重男轻女 OK, how do I translate this in English? I always kind of prioritize son, you know. 我的爸爸是外科医生，我在那个地区生活的时候，很多人都认识我爸爸，比较著名的外科医生。OK, 但是问题是什么呢？我是一个独生儿子啊，所以我爸爸说你要成为医生。And my dad always gave me pressure. You really need to be a doctor, because I am a doctor. My dad was a surgeon. He was pretty famous in the area.所以我从小的时候，我的奶奶 my mom, my grandmother, 我爷爷，他们都问我说什么呢？啊，小金小金，你将来成为什么样子的人？ I hated the question. Who hate the question? I hate the question. Oh, in the future, what do you want to be? Or what do you want to study? Because when you're not sure, the question really bothers you. Right?我没有，我不是那个例外。What's not exceptional? For me to hear that question really bothered me. Why? Because the answer is what? Always 要成为一名医生。The answer was given by my parents or my family, all of them. You need to be a doctor. That's the most perfect answer. Okay, if you cannot be a doctor, you gotta be engineer or lawyer.但是 but I have a big problem. What's the big problem? Okay, it's a little embarrassing, but 我高中的时候，我初中的时候，我的成绩不够好。因为在韩国上医科大学，你要学习好，你的成绩也很好。但是呢，对我来讲 ，my grades was not even close to make medical school in Korea.Okay, my mom graduated from really good university in Korea. My first sister followed her path, same school. And my second sister, same school. And I look at myself and I wasn't good enough. Seriously. 那我是基督徒家庭出生长大的。Okay, I was born and raised in Christian family, so...福音啊，或者上帝无条件的爱啊，这个概念都已经有了。So when I was born and raised in you know, Christian family, you know, God's unconditional love, I've always listening, hearing, and my Sunday school is always teaching. But in my heart, I always thought 我不够好，说真的。那如果我没有尽量做。If I was not doing my best, and then 结果是不太好，那这样子的话，等一下我和喜欢的东西找到的话，我可以尽量做。但是我的情况是完全不一样。I did all my best in my school, 做作业、学习、自己那个自学，全部都是很认真的学习，但是。后果结果不太好。对，我们现在我们可以想，但是那个时候很大的问题，你知道吗？ If you go on like this for a while, especially very sensitive year, your teenage year, 高中初中的时候，你这样做轮流，不是轮流 like doing it over and over again, over and over again. You know what's going to happen? 你心里面有造成一种自卑感 inferiority complex. If you do that over and over and over and over again, you start believing that you're not good enough. 你知道吗？我初中的时候 when I was junior high, I think it was like eighth grade or so,I already have 胃溃疡 I had an ulcer at the age of 14-15. Can you believe that? I had an ulcer. My dad is a doctor. He couldn't help me. Actually, he's the cause of the problem. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I have so much pressure, and I couldn't get away from that. I think I still struggle with my inferiority. But God, 恢复起来。God, 上帝已经恢复起来了，但是还是有一段，有一些，有啊。所以什么呢？你有自卑感，嗯 ，inferiority complex， 总是专注于自己的，总是自觉的、害羞的、心里不安的、心里啊、有一种什么呢？自我意识的心态 ，always self-observance，always think about how other people think of me，always try to compare， 没有什么呢？安全感。没有 security. I don't have the security. But, remember, I always tell other people I was Christian. 我的爸爸妈妈决定移民到加拿大。我高中的时候移民到加拿大。温哥华 Vancouver, Canada. We decided to go to Vancouver, Canada. Actually, immigration.我觉得我以为上帝给我另外一个机会啊，另外一个生命，在一个新地啊， new land, new country, and new life, try out new thing, maybe there I can be a doctor. 更大的问题是什么呢？要学习英文啊。对，高中的时候学习英文不容易。我记得我18岁，可能快要19岁的时候 ，about when I was 19 years old, I was 很累 ，I was so tired. I was hitting the wall. I remember every day I have like a bloody nose from both my nostrils every day because 压力太大 ，so much pressure. And 胃溃疡好一点点，但是还是有。我记得那个晚上 I remember that night I was reading Book of John 我忘记哪一个阶段 OK But I was reading the Book of John 约翰福音我自己读的时候我就告诉上帝说上帝我太累了我觉得真实的祷告很真诚的祷告 God I'm so tired and I cannot live like this anymore 我用各种各样的办法解决我自己的问题各种各样的努力的办法要改善我自己 but 那个晚上 I know nothing's gonna work nothing's gonna workI know that. Deep in my heart, I tried everything. 然后呢, I asked one question to God. God, I'm so tired to change myself and making myself better. I just want to stop trying. 那如果我停止努力成为另外一个新的好的人的话我的老样子 My old self 怎么办那个时候很重要的议题 Very important I'm never gonna be changed Same Not good enough And When I look at that myself 上帝会不会接纳我的老样子 That question was so important that moment because 我是在进退两难的那个情况不可以往前走不可以回头我在被卡住的 And then I kind of changed myself I tried everything Seems like 那答案是什么呢 What's the answer from GodYes, God loves me as I am. 不用改变。这个改变的事情是凭着他的能力来的，我自己不会改变。降服了， I surrender before God。 你知道吗？ I realized it was me who did not accept myself。 我知道很多亚洲人是这样子的，你接受不了你自己，你知道你是不够好的，你要改善你自己，努力做。因为默默的孩子们，默默的每个人都，他们都比我好。那个晚上，我第一次经历上帝的无条件爱。我是已经第四代基督徒了，所以我要告诉你们，不管是你的家庭背景是基督徒还是非基督徒，还是要你自己经历上帝的慈爱。家庭的背景也重要，但是不一定绝对让你自动成为一个基督徒的。A Christian family is very important. I think it can really help you. But at the same time, if you don't experience God on a personal level, don't think that, oh, I'm automatically Christian because I grew up in a Christian family. Because at the time I experienced God for the first time, unconditional love of God, I don't have to change. If I don't have to change and God can still love me, that love is amazing. That love is great. He could love me, then that is amazing grace. That's why I want to praise Him. That's why God could change me too. It's not because I put so much effort and give something to God as God, here we go, I'm wonderful sacrifice for you, right? I'm a good Christian, right? That's not it. It's the other way around. When I'm broken, when I'm totally broken and saying, I don't have any hope and I don't like myself, but can you accept me? Can you love me? Seriously. When I experienced that unconditional love of God, I noticed that I was changing. Amazing concept. Amazing concept. It's always His love first and my effort comes later. Actually, my effort still doesn't work. 啊, so this is my story. For me, God's love is everything. And I know if God's love is not there for me, maybe I'm not here. I'm almost positive that I would not maybe survive. So I want you to think about God's love. It's not about how much work you do for church, for God. 不是这个。你在上帝的面前完全被接纳，还有享受他的恩典，他的慈爱。他会怜悯我，这个就是福音。然后呢，我上大学了，上大学的时候也是 pre-med， 为了我的父母，对吧？但是我在 Boston 读书，我的爸爸妈妈是西岸 Vancouver。Good thing they were far away from each other because I changed my major later.On my own, because I know that's best for me. And I don't want to please people anymore. So I changed the major to 心理学, psychology. I loved it. So even 现在我辅导,我有做那个心理辅导,那个自伤, I still do the counseling. Because I look at people, how they are crushed,feel inferior, not good enough, and all that, I could totally sense, I could totally empathize. 同情吧, empathize. So God 使用我们的那个 brokenness 所以你们在这边说我不够好耶，我不能做上帝的事情，我不像敬牧师那样子。 Please come on board, welcome, join us, Wayne, Helen and Steve, we're all sin, we're all broken. Today in the morning, Wayne and I, we talked about how broken we are, how pain, evil and struggle is part of our life. So please, don't think that this is like perfect place. Only those perfect place can come and worship God. Please don't think that way. Okay? And then, 学习心理学以后, can you believe that? I actually got honor degree in 心理学. That's a miracle. I know it's a miracle. I've never been awarded for my academic achievement in my whole life. So I know God's love works in me. Seriously. And then, 过几年以后，我发现我在神学院也是上帝的带领。我的太太是在纽约出生的长大的，七岁的时候移民到纽约市 New York City, and she grew up there, she became a pharmacist, she got a job, a nice job in Manhattan, and God called her to be a missionary in Canada, Indian Reservation, and I looked at her and I want to be a missionary because I felt like God is calling me. 我昨天跟你们分享我如何决定出去那个中国大陆宣教。所以 I don't want to share too much, but it is just a one step at a time. It's always, always God's love leading me, even up to this point. And I believe everybody who is broken, who is hurt,who is in pain, who is struggling, who is thinking, I'm not good enough, you're in the right place. Join the club with me. Seriously. 然后我跟我的太太结婚是2000年，我们决定出去中国大陆做宣教师。So we decided to go to China as a missionary.It's not like, oh, I want to be a wonderful Christian. It's nothing like that. It was all about God's peace and love and 一步一步走. And then I met Wade and Helen's family in the mission field. We worked together about a good 10 years. And then here I am. So all I can say is this. God's love is great. We're all broken. We're all broken. Today, Wade and I share thatEverybody has a problem, but only few people share. That's it. Everybody has a problem. Everybody. But still, God can use us. All the glory gives back to God, and you can ask me a question later. So Helen's going to come and share her testimony.
Better get up here. What?I don't know how to follow that, right? Steve, thank you for your testimony. 谢谢金牧师的见证，是真的是荣耀主。我们所做的一切真的是不够好，可是上帝，我们可以说他用我们软弱的我们，他可以让别人看到他。所以我们今天所有的见证都是因为上帝的伟大。Yeah, my name is Helen. For those that don't speak Chinese or can't understand Mandarin, I will try to go back and forth, but I'm not as good as Steve. So I'll try to remember. Sometimes I get too far and I forget to translate myself. So, 我会用中文，然后也用一点英文，给孩子们还有少年们。可是有时候我会忘记，我没有像金牧师那么熟练，所以我的中文名字是赵海伦，我在台湾出生的，我爸爸妈妈是从中国，爸爸是上海人，妈妈是广东人。在中国有一段时间，你们知道 没有怎么说这个共产党来到中国以后有打战，中国自己打战。那我的外公是飞虎，Flying Tiger， 他帮助那个飞机飞到台湾。那这就是我妈妈的故事。那我爸爸他是从一个比较有钱的，在上海，他爸爸做生意有很大的生意。他们经过很多不同的灾难，可是他想哦没有问题，我们就送我们的独生儿子出去旅游，可是一去旅游就没有办法再回去中国了，所以他到了亚洲到处去，然后他最后到台湾，因为是也是讲中文 and 比较可以说他比较适应的快。那 so I will just share a little bit about my parents. My parents came from China. My dad is from Shanghai, and my mom is from Taiwan, or not from Taiwan, but she went there when she was only two, so she grew up in Taiwan, but she's from Guangdong. And they went there, and that's how they met. And each of them were able to meet Jesus because a missionary came and told them. And 我的故事就是从我爸爸妈妈，他们要是没有一个传教师来分享给他们关于耶稣的故事的话，那我今天也不会在这里。那所以就是因为上帝爱我们全家，我还没出生以前他已经安排了这些事情。当我妈妈告诉我她是怎么样听到这个福音的时候，她是在屏东，在台湾的最底下屏东，在那里长大，因为那是空军，在那下面有宿舍。那有一个外国老师用中文跟他们分享耶稣的故事，然后他们一群朋友听到了这个故事以后，觉得这是真的，我要相信。然后他受洗就在那个河边。当我听到这个，我很感动，因为为什么呢？因为有时候我们在浸洗的时候，我们洗礼的时候也是在一个河边。那So my parents both accepted because a missionary came and shared with them about Jesus' love for them and for the world. If they didn't go and share with my parents, I probably would not be here today. And I thank God for that because he already prepared it way in advance, way beyond what I can plan. And my mother was shared by a foreign missionary, and I believe she's not even American. I think she's European. But she came to Taiwan, maybe from China first, and she had perfect Chinese and was able to share the story. And the group of friends that were there all accepted, and they all were baptized by the stream. So praise God for that. So, 当我们开始要去中国的时候，我回想到这一圈上帝怎么样安排把我爸爸妈妈得到福音传给我们，然后我们又回去中国，这是太好了，这个是我们人不能把它放在一起的，所以也不能安排，不，这是不可思议的，这是上帝的安排。我自己因为就像金牧师所说的，我在这个基督教的家庭里很幸福，所以爸爸妈妈给我们一切我们所需要的， 我们得到我们一切的爱，一切的东西，一切吃的都有。所以我们活得很好，每一个礼拜我们都去教堂。可是小孩子有时候忽略到上帝的真正的爱。So I grew up in a very loving Christian home, just like Pastor Kim, and I did not really understand God's love through it all. I just enjoyed everything that was given to me. I was blessed, and so I took it for granted. But God had another plan. So when I was in sixth grade, I was in church, and I could not take the bread or the cup because I wasn't baptized yet. So I told my mom, I want to be baptized. And she said, do you know what that means? I said, yeah, I know what that means. And I thought I knew, but I didn't. So I went through the class and I was baptized so I could take the cup and the bread. But at the end, I realized I was one way at church and another way at school. And so 我在这个家庭里很幸福，我很想受洗。我的受洗的原因就是因为我想得到那个杯还有那个饼。可是这个不是上帝所要求的。我真正的不知道这个意义，可是我妈妈问我的时候，我说我知道，and 我也去听课，我也去做了一些所有所要求的，可是到最后，现在回忆过去，我可以知道我的心不是在那里，所以我在学校里是一个很好的学生，为什么呢？因为我希望我可以，还给我爸爸妈妈给我的一切，他们所做的牺牲值得我去拼命的做最好的。可是你知道，我不是用其他人的能力，不是用上帝的能力，是用我自己。我自己每天每天的去努力，我以为我是不错，可是我一到大学，我才知道其实我不是那么好。有更多人比我好，有更多人做的比我多，有更多人更聪明，更不错。可是我只是一个小鱼在这个大海里。在高中的时候，我以为哦，我真了不起，我得了全校的第一名，我得了这个，我得了那个。可是到了大学里，上帝谦卑了我，然后他给我一个很好的室友，我翻译一下，I thought the way that I could gain acceptance from my friends is by getting good grades and getting all the awards and all the leadership positions. And that was a good way for me to repay my parents at the same time, because they have sacrificed so much for us. But then I realized that all the things that I thought I was pretty good at, once I got to college, I really wasn't that great. I was just a little guppy in a big ocean. But in high school, I thought I was big stuff. I thought, man, I'm pretty good. You know, but God humbled me, and He gave me a great roommate. 我的室友在大学里，他是一个很好的基督徒。可是他跟我不一样的就是，他所说的和做的是一样的，我所说的和我做的不太一样。我做给别人看，可是我也知道我自己不是那么好。我说我看我的圣经，可是我有时候看圣经。他是每天晚上我都看到他在看圣经。 我出去去去试这世界上的好玩的地方，好玩的 party 我都去，我看有什么好的，觉得吸引我的我都去试。可是我看到我的室友，他不需要做这些事情，反而他很平静，有一种很平安的那个态度，而且大家都喜欢他。我在用我自己的努力去希望别人来喜欢我，所以我看到这个不同，我开始讨论一下为什么我用我自己的能力不能得到大家的赞同，大家的喜爱，而我的室友他没有做什么，可是大家都喜欢他，所以我开始就跟他们一起去一个校园的团聚，的基督徒的团聚。以前每个星期，因为他们是星期五晚上开会，我星期五晚上是去 party， 去跟别人玩，去好吃的地方。可是开始我就跟他们一起去，最先我不太愿意，可是我去了，我觉得我很喜欢这个环境，我喜欢这些人，他们都很友善。So I got to college and I realized my roommate was so she's exactly what she says she is. She's a Christian. She reads her Bible and she understands the principles and she lived it out. While I say I know and say I read, but I don't. I don't do it. And I was one way and inside I knew I was doing it for people to please them, in hope that they will like me. And so I joined a Christian fellowship on campus, and I want to encourage you, if you are in high school or in college, if you can get yourself in a Christian group, it is one of the most fabulous things you can do. And these friends will help you walk this journey with God in such close relationship and community that's going to really help you in your growth with Jesus. And so I went and I started liking the group that I went to is InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. They have groups all over the campuses across the U.S. And they met on Friday nights. But Friday nights, I used to go party. I used to go fun places, or I'll go to restaurants with friends. And but I didn't want to go at first. But then after I went, I realized I really like these people. I really enjoy the people. I should just try it. So I did go, and I believe God used that to change me. 在这个每一个星期五晚上，他们会有不同的人来分享，然后也有聚会，也有查经。我开始真正的体会到，好多以前我知道的，或是我知道的，我没有知道在这里。所以在有一个他们有一个 retreat， 我去了以后，在这个 retreat 有一个人分享，他讲一个故事，这个故事真的打动我的心。这个故事是什么呢？他想说，你们每一个基督徒，当你邀请耶稣到你的心的时候，就好像你邀请耶稣到你的家，到你的家。那我想，哦呀，我们知道这个是不是？那邀请耶稣到你的家的时候，你说，哦，耶稣，谢谢你来我的家，这是最好的地方，你可不可以坐在这里 休息一下，我去拿一杯水给你，我去拿一杯茶给你。那我们每天都定时间在这里一起见面，一起讨论，一起学习。可是呢，渐渐的这个人就忘记了，耶稣每天都在那里等待。那然后呢，他每天就去做他的事情。可是有一天晚上，这个人回来的时候非常晚，他看到哎，好像有个人影在那里，那是谁呀？所以他就过去，他说，哦，耶稣啊，你在这里啊，我都不知道你来。然后耶稣说，我每天都在等你，因为你邀请我跟你一起分享每天。然后他在讲这个故事，我开始流泪，我也开始感动，因为我想我就是那个人，我就是那个人，我邀请了耶稣到我的心，可是我忘记了他。所以在那个 retreat 里面，我又重新开始跟耶稣打交道。所以在那个时候，我觉得上帝说，好，那我们就重新开始。他没有责备我，可是他用他的爱来感动我。爱可以感动我们，爱可以激动我们，爱可以推动我们超过我们去讲，对不对？所以就像我的室友，他没有说，哦Helen, 你需要做这个，你需要这个，你需要这个。他没有，他用他的行动来感动我。So, what I want to share with those that don't speak Mandarin is that, I went to a retreat and, in college with, Ivy, and there was a speaker that told a story about, people who accepted Jesus.He said, you know, all of you accepted Jesus. It's like inviting Jesus into your home. And when you invite Jesus into your home, you say, oh, Jesus, this is my best spot. Let's meet here every day. And you began to develop that relationship. And it was exciting. But then after a while, the guy did his own thing and kind of forgot about his meeting with Jesus. And one night when he came home, he saw there was a dark shadow. It looked like somebody sitting in the dark. So he went up and he saw, oh, it's Jesus. Jesus was sitting there. So then he said, oh, what are you doing here, Jesus? He had forgotten his own commitment to Jesus and their appointments.And so Jesus said, I've been here every single night waiting for you because you invited me to meet with you daily. And so when they got to that point, when the story got to that point, I realized I was that person who invited Jesus into my life, but I'd forgotten my appointments with Jesus. So anyway, I am so grateful because God used His love to move me and to stir my heart once more. And I made a recommitment with Jesus once again that night at the retreat. And it is God that has changed my whole outlook. If my parents had told me that,or my roommate, or anybody else, I will resist it. I go, no, I'm good. But I'm not. I know that I have failed my commitment. So I know that, let's see, I want to leave enough time for Wade. Okay, I'll just say a little bit more. So, 我在大学里以后很多事情发生，然后上帝使用两次去短宣的时间来真正的证明 他可以用一个软弱的人。我就像刚才金牧师所说的，我们在学校里所选的那个 major， 很多时候是因为我们的父母，并不是我们。而且我刚刚高中毕业的时候，我不知道我要做什么。可是我爸爸妈妈的梦想，我的老师的目标，我都是在做给别人。所以当我要从高中毕业的时候，我的成绩很好，尤其是因为我是一个少数民族在美国，我又是女的，她看我的成绩在我的数学在我的科学都那么好，你一定要学这个engineering， and 所以我就 applied， 我得到最好的学校，然后呢可是去了以后我发现我真的不喜欢这一门，可是我还是继续努力。到了大学三年级的时候，有一天我有一个老师，他讲得很好很好，他说哪一位不喜欢这一门，现在赶快出去，因为要是你不出去的话，可能你就出不了了。我那个时候我说啊，赶快。可是因为我的学校很多人想进去，那时候我的成绩有一些不太好，他们写了一封信给我爸爸妈妈，说要是下一个学期，要是他不能把成绩提高的话，恐怕我们要把这个位置给别人，直到他去一个那个 community college， 把他的成绩可以提高再回来。那时候我有很大的压力，很多人为我祷告，大家都在为我祷告，我自己在那里祷告，怎么办？那我看了每一个 major， 我想我可以做什么？我甚至于我在想，那时候现在可能没有这一门了。有一个家任的，我都在想，我不是很好，可是要是这个可以使我毕业的话，可能我可以选这一门。可是那不是上帝的安排。在最后我在想，有什么我可以做的。我从小我就是喜欢画画，可是爸爸妈妈说画画你一定是没有饭吃的，那所以怎么办，你只能去做一份工作人家需要的。可是我就是喜欢画画，所以到最后我到那个 graphic design 里面，那时候他们那一门也是全部满的。那在中间奇迹发生了，他们要有八个位置，有200多个人，那个时候在中途在里面申请，我在里面得到了一个位置。我在想上帝给我的一个新机会，我一定会那个。可是当你就比如说要是你是一个圆圈，你要进去一个盒子里面，这个圆圈不能丰满每一个，可是要是一个圆圈和一个圆圈在一起的话，那就是很好的 fit。 那所以我一转这个系了以后，我的成绩马上都是全部都是 Dean's List， 全部都是 A。 那所以我在想，哦，这就是上帝给我的，然后我可以告诉你其他的更多的奇迹。可是最好的就是我去短宣两年以后，我从小就想为迪士尼公司做事。可是你知道我去中国两年，大家的那个技术都升高，我的技术是降低，而且甚至于没有了。可是我回来两年以后，上帝说 我不会抛弃你的，我对你的爱是永远的，我会帮助你。所以在这个时间，他给我一份工作，在 Disney， 我没有想到会发生的，因为有时候很多人比我有天才的，我在那里 interview 他们，我在试面他们，我在想我不够资格啊，我是谁啊？可是我上帝祝福了我，给我了这个机会 ，so yeah， 荣耀给他。So I'll just say really quick that you know in my experience that I when I was in engineering I was failing, but then when God allowed me to get in a position in graphic design, it was like I finally found where it fit. And God had given me those natural talents, and I did so much better. I got on Dean's list as before they were sending my parents letters saying, if she doesn't get her grades up, she'll have to leave the school because our school is impacted. We have too many people that want to come in, and we can't afford having somebody that is not doing well. And so I have so many people praying for me, and praise God, He did the miracle in my life. And just like Pastor Steve, I changed my major. And once I changed my major, God used that to humble me and to give me a new beginning. And I was telling everybody that I've always wanted to work for Disney, but if I just graduated and just did my own thing and didn't serve God for those 2 years or just didn't meet with the Lord, I don't think I would have gotten a job at Disney. However, because God honored my service to Him and also my faithfulness to Him, that he really impressed on me that I am faithful. You just trust me. You don't have the abilities, but I do. And I will do the thing. You on your own will never get to do it. So praise the Lord for that, and I can answer more questions later. Thank you again for giving me this chance to share His glory.
Mm. Mm. 大家好，我中文名张维德， my in English is Wade Harlan. I just wanted to start by a quick introduction of our family. So this is our picture. 你已经认识海伦， yeah, 我的儿子他是23岁，名叫凯恩，我的女儿他是21岁，凯莉。They're both students at California Baptist University, and in 3 weeks my son is graduating, so we're very excited about that. Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about how do you do missionary work? 怎么做传教士的工作？And the answer is very simple. We follow Jesus' example. 跟随耶稣的榜样。How did he do ministry? Because, you know, Jesus was the first cross-cultural missionary. And the best. He left his culture in heaven, where he was worshipped by the angels, and he came to earth and served people here. He came to serve us, not to be served. And so as missionaries, we follow his example. Jesus gave up his rights. In heaven, he was constantly adored and worshipped by the angels, right? But he came to earth, where from his birth, people were trying to kill him. So he gave up that right to comfort and to safety. And so as missionaries, we try to do the same thing. We're willing to give up our rights. And we come to serve people. So one of the ways we saw among the Zhuang people was helping them with agricultural projects. 我们做了很多农业的项目。 Because often in the villagers, they would take 6 months to fatten a pig and then they would sell it. But we, Helen and I, got some special training and we learned how in 2 months you could fatten a pig. So they can make a lot more money, right? We were really just following Jesus' method to serve others. And also we learned we had to be willing to give up our comfort and to give up our rights. One of the rights I had to give up that I didn't realize before I went was I had to give up the right to be thought of as being smart. Okay, when in America, I got a bachelor's degree from the United States Air Force Academy. Then I went and got a master's degree, and I was a good student. I think I'm pretty smart, pretty good at school. But when I got to China, I began to study Chinese. Oh, I didn't feel so smart. At the beginning, I couldn't even talk with children. But man lai, and after liang nian hou, wo ke yi gen bandi ren jiang hua. But I remember one time I went out and I was practicing my Chinese with the people in the shops. And this one woman, she was from the rural area, and she was asking me, "Oh, is it difficult for you to learn? Is Chinese difficult?" And I said, "Oh, yes, for us Americans, for people that speak English, Chinese is very difficult. You know, you've got Chinese characters and you have the tones. Oh, it's very difficult." And she looked at me and she shook her head. She said, "No, it's not difficult." She said, "Even my kids speak Chinese." So I had to humble myself. I said, "Okay, she definitely doesn't think I'm very smart." All right. And really, we laugh, but you can get very discouraged when you can't even have a conversation with a little kid. So I remember the first time I was able to share the gospel in Chinese with somebody that had never heard the gospel. You know, that was after 2 years of studying. I remember I was so happy and I thanked God. I said, "Lord, thank you for the privilege of being able to share your good news with someone that's never heard it and to share it in their heart language." So we give up when we do missionary work. We give up our rights. We give up our comfort. But we gain so much. And you know, Bible says, "With give and it will be given to you. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing into your lap, it will be given to you." And we found that to be very true. So, how to do missionary work? This was another example of pictures of Helen and I, and Steve would join us sometimes. We would go and help the farmers to thresh their rice. And we would work beside. We didn't know how to do it, and they would often correct us. "Oh, you're not doing it right. Here, let me show you how to do it." But we would try. But we were with them. Why did we do that? Because as missionaries and as Christians, we follow Jesus' example. So what did Jesus do? He left heaven and he came to earth. In Philippians it says, he did not consider equality with God something to be held on to, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. So we follow his example. We don't hold on to our rights. "Oh, I have to be thought of as smart. I'm an American. I have my rights as American." No, we're willing to give it up because we follow Jesus. So we're willing to go and work with the farmers and do ordinary work, because in that way we're following Jesus' example. So and sometimes it's very uncomfortable. We don't know what to do. But this is one of my favorite stories. Okay, can you tell what I have in my hand? All right, so the day we were threshing the rice, there was a dog, and he kept barking. And we went away from the town. They say, oh, nabian nagadong li mian yo lao shu. He said, dang xia woman yo yi dian wan. So after we were finished, they took the hay and they lit it on fire and they put it in the hole where the mouse was or the rat was. And they said, okay, when it comes out, everyone will, all the men will have a game, a competition. And I said, oh, good. I like competition. I like to win. I'm very competitive. They said, the game is to step on the rat and kill it. So I looked at all the farmers, and they were all barefoot. I thought, you're going to step on the, kill the rat with your bare foot? And I said, oh, wait, just a minute. I have size 13 feet. I think I can win this game. And I did. When the rat came out, I ran and stepped on it and killed it, and I was the winner. And my daughter is here in the pink. I think she was never more proud of me than that day that I was the winner. So, yes, we give up a lot as missionaries, but we receive so much. It was those 16 to 18 years in China were probably the hardest years of my life, but they were also the happiest and the most rewarding. And it's just like the Bible says, with the measure you give, it will be given to you. So also in our lives, if you want to reach your neighbor and impact them, how do you do it? By following Jesus' example. You serve them. You get interested in their life. You join them. Maybe they like to garden. Maybe you can go and help them garden. You enter their world, just like Jesus entered our world. So, and Jesus, when he sent his disciples out, he said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. So his meaning was, the same method, the same way the Father sent me. How did God send Jesus? Asking him to give up his rights, give up his comfort, and go and serve others. Jesus said, that's the way I'm sending you. Be willing to give up your rights. Be willing to go and enter other people's lives and their cultures and their world. Learn their habits. Live side by side with them. That's the method we use. It's Jesus' method of being missionaries. Okay. So I pray we all will put Jesus, we will follow his method and follow his example, both as when we're here in America or when we're talking with people from another culture. His example is the best because he was the world's greatest missionary. Amen. Okay, I think Steve and Helen will come up and we'll take some questions.
Any questions?
Any questions? Okay, perfectly clear. Yes. Who wants to share?
Okay. 这里一样, 他们也有医院, 他们的医院里面可能不是最好的设备, 可是有一天我的孩子们, 没有人教他们做这个, 可是他们在那里, 在那里玩, 太调皮了, 然后我的儿子在追我的女儿, 然后他把他, 跌倒了，然后呢坐在他身上，然后呢那他的鼻子弄断了。那我们没有办法，没有其他的办法，只能去医院里，因为那个血到处都是。做一个妈妈的，我也不知道怎么办。我只有祷告，只有请求上帝来帮助。在那个医院里，他拿了一个筷子，他放在他的那个鼻子上，他说：“嗯，没有断，没有断，还好。”所以我们只能真的是把我们的信心放在上帝，并不是在人或是设备上面。可是我也要告诉你们，你们的祷告是非常有能力的。有很多很多时间，最先我们去进去的时候，他们没有任何的红绿灯，没有任何的那个 stop sign， 没有什么。我记得我们第一次搬去的时候，我觉得 ，Oh my gosh， 这个是一个 ghost town， 这个没有人在这里啊，这个那么偏，那么荒凉，我怎么生活，我怎么带我的家？可是你们的祷告是真的是超过我们可以想象的，好多次那个时候那个路很陡，很在那个山这里这样子。然后呢有一次我们在这个车子上，因为我们在这个越南的那个边界上很危险，很危险。你可以看到那个石头掉到那个山崖下，那很多次那个大巴就是这样子，有一点这样子。我在想 ,Oh my goodness, 这怎么办怎么办。可是好几次我们接到我们的那 email 上面有人，他说昨天晚上什么事情发生了，上帝把我叫起来为你们家里祷告，为什么呢？为什么？有什么事情？我说几点钟，我们看我们的时间，刚刚好就是那部车快要翻下去的时候。那所以很多次可能比我们想象的更危险，可是上帝已经预备给我们了。
我有一个好笑，中国发展得很快，所以现在的情况比20年前的很大的差别。但是我记得我们刚去中国的时候，有一天我起床有很厉害的 earache， 所以我们去那个城市的最好的医院。我们刚到的时候，我记得他们问我：“你要今天你的事情很比较厉害，你要一个3块钱的医生，还是那个5块钱的医生？”So we went. I had an earache one time. We went to the hospital. This was 20 years ago. They said, "Oh, do you want to see the doctor that charges 36 cents, or do you want the doctor that charges 60 cents?" So we said, "Oh, we'll splurge today. We'll take the 60 cent doctor."
Hi, Anna. Yes, please.其实我们的适应的那个办法啊，我们现在你看在那边农村啊，还有很偏僻的地方，生活的水平不太那么好，没有条件好，是吧？所以我们现在说啊，你们怎么在那边生活呢？但是你在那边生活，慢慢的享受在那边的风景啊，或者是人的关系啊，啊，一段时间，只是真的一段时间适应的话，变成在这边适应一样。那我是昨天从东岸来的，华盛顿 DC 飞过来的，3个小时的时间要适应，有一点累，对不对？但是过一段时间呢，完全适应以后，好像在这边的本地人一样生活，也是这样子的。当然在中国的话跟这边的差别很大，所以多一点的适应的时间，但是已经适应的话， 好像在这那边是我们的故乡一样的，或我们 like hometown 一样啊，享受他们所享受的，恨我都恨，他们都很恨的。所以 just the same thing here. It's not everything is good, right? Here you can get sick. There, same thing. So if you start comparing, it's endless. You just go there and live with them. 上帝会给你力量，还有办法，还有开路。I believe that's the beauty of being a missionary. 有一些冒险的 ，like an adventure.
yeah. 我想问一下，魏的刚才说你们去的时候，那边人都没有听过那个 gospel。我想问你们在那里跟您二十年之后离开的时候，那边人是不是已经建立起教会了呢？然后就是为什么你们决定要什么？为什么决定要去那个地方而不是别的地方？然后为什么？你们又回来了，是什么契机？一个什么故事？
呀、yeah, ，我们去的时候，真的，我们的目标就是壮族，可是壮族是一个大的民族，所以他们在很多地方。可是我丈夫他愿意去的地方是没有人想去的地方，我是有点胆小，所以第一次他想要去某某地方，我说。啊，我要带我们自己的食物吧，是不是？可是我就像那些胆小的门徒一样，当耶稣说你不用带任何东西，我给你一切。那可是我们去那里的时候，是真的，没有基督徒我们所知道的。可是那里有一个三字教会，那我去过农村里，我也问他。你们听过耶稣吗？有一些人说耶稣是什么东西啊？是吃的？是喝的吗？是一个名牌吗？那他们真的没有听过。所以我记得我在河边，我跟这些妇女们一起洗青菜，洗他们刚刚拔出来的种的那些葱啊，还有菜。然后我就问他们，我说你们知道这个太阳是怎么出来的吗？没想过。那我就慢慢的跟他们接触，然后慢慢的告诉他们建立关系。可是可以说这是一个非常陌生的一个话题给他们，他们从来没有想过。可是呢，有一些地方我们去在唱一些赞美歌的时候，有一些老的就会过来，哦，我的那个姥姥，他有唱一些歌像这样子的，所以上帝已经播了种子。有时候我们只是在做复习的功课。
And how God led us to the area we went to. Early on, in the first few years we were in China, in Guangxi, we got almost all the missionaries together. We began meeting every year to encourage each other and to strategize together and to pray. And about the third year, someone had discovered a map that a linguist had done, and it showed the 12 main language areas of the Zhuang. And that year we asked everybody, this year, pray for one of the areas. And so everybody picked an area and was praying. And through that, then the next year, the foreigners had never gone out of the big cities. But after praying, God began leading different ones. And we part of our strategy was we said, let's form teams of a church planter and also a Bible translator. So every area, let's pray that every area would have a church planter and a Bible translator. And it was very exciting. In the coming years, we began seeing people going out in teams with each of those.
对我来讲的呢，因为我的太太要去未的居民的地区，未的居民。那我的话，我已经爱中国，中国的文化，中国的语言，中国的历史，所以我想去中国。所以我跟我的太太讨论的时候，那我们要去中国， 但是在中国里面有未得之名的地区，未得之名是还没有听过福音的人，福音的民族啊，因为中国有55个少数民族，大部分的少数民族算是未得之名的之名，还没有听，还没有机会，还没有那个资源啊，听到福音，听到耶稣的福音，所以我们两个人决定啊，去中国。他说，未得之名，在中国里面最大的民族就是壮族。壮族住在广西壮族自治区啊，然后我们到那边的时候，去哪一个城市呢？那我们的宣教机构，我们的 mission organization 告诉我说，你们一个人，你们一个家庭不能去一个陌生的地方，需要另外一个宣教的家庭才可以成为一个 team 来做事情，做那个事工。然后呢，他们家已经到进行那边，他们是 pioneers 开路的，我是跟他们在一起的，所以没有一个人离开本地本族父家，一个开始都没有，没有 beginning， so have to have one person， or 你们是可能开头吧啊， have to have one person going， then if it is God's will， God will show another。like a team， 还有同工啊，所以一年他们住在那个京西县城住了一年半的时候，我们可以说好，我们可以跟你们在一起那个做同工，他们也高兴，高兴的不得了，因为他们有一男一女，我有三个女儿，所以我们都好好的朋友，还有你们家庭自学 like homeschooling 也做这个东西，所以那个做同工。同心合意的一起做很重要，那没有开头的人我们并不进去那边，所以感谢主。那他是 pioneer， 也是跟他，然后我们跟这样子也顺序。OK， any or maybe last question？ Yes， please。
就是说在宣教的时候哈，不可能都是灵里非常刚强的，就是说能分享一个是就是在你们宣教过程中给你印象最深刻的，在属灵上就是特别软弱甚至跌倒，然后呢神能够使你们就是
因为今天晚上我们成人我们讲国语的，那我肯分享，所以我不要讲，你们两个人分享、我们这个主题晚上的主题是这个了啊。
我有很多，因为每一次我灰心的时候，我都感觉我就放弃了，我是很容易放弃的人，所以当我在想，在你说最低的时候，我常常有最低的时候，因为做一个妈妈，我带我的孩子，他6个月的时候，我的儿子我们就去中国了。你刚才说怎么适应？这个环境，虽然我们住在一个大城市，那时候在学习中文，可是突然间我单身的时候，可以我说没办法，没有关系，我可以睡在那个地上，我可以睡在这个脏的地方都可以。可是现在我有一个 baby 的时候，突然间我看到每一个。小小的灰尘，小小的细菌，小小的这些条件都不够好给我的孩子。可是上帝在谦卑我，我觉得我去做这个传教师并不是真正上帝需要我去传给他们。上帝所需要的是我要把我不好的地方刮下来。所以在每一次我低落的时候，上帝都安排给我一个圣经的经句，或是我在读一个有名的 missionary。我有时候我跟他说，哎呀，你不要报告只有好的事情给别人， 告诉他们我不想做了。我告诉他们真实的，我们一大堆蟑螂，我们一大堆那个油烟，我们一大堆的那个东西我清理不了的，怎么办？给他们看我们的那个地上是那么脏，或是这个土没有办法。我不知道怎么样告诉别人关于耶稣，因为没有人想相信，怎么办？那可是他想说，我们来祷告，我们来祷告。所以我们祷告，在祷告中的过程，上帝在感动我，上帝在谦卑我， and 上帝在做工，他在做工，用你们的祷告，用你们的爱心，他在推动这些人的心，在开始有一些微动，在这些在这些 movement 的时候，有一些人开始有兴趣了，我的信心又上来了，所以就是这样子一波一波的。
我们来进去的时候，我们的目的是开种一个聚会，是 plant a church。开聚会，一个聚会点。But after maybe 6 months, some of the locals became Christians, and we started a small group. But our goal, 我们的目的是这个聚会是本地人要带领这个聚会。但是没有男人愿意做牧师或者做长老，所以我们觉得哦好难，但是我们要继续给他们培训。But we ended up waiting, it was almost 6 or 7 years until finally two of the young men were willing to become the pastors of that church. And I think during that timethere were times we got very discouraged. Why won't they take charge? Why won't they become the leaders of the church? Because we felt that it really wasn't a true church until the local people were the leaders. So that was we thought, well, maybe it'll take a year at most. But we had to wait 6 or 7 years. That was very, very discouraging.
因为时间已经过去了我们要去那边看，但是呢我们还是在这边，如果你们有问题的话，我们都可以一对一可以谈话。刚才海伦所分享的内容很重要，我们面对困难的时候，挑战的时候，我们宣教士是最 frontier 那边打仗的，对不对？但是没有我们信友们祷告，没有你们支持，我们做不了的，是同心合意的一起做的啊。所以昨天跟你们一起分享6个不同的办法才可以参与宣教这个事工。我们是被差遣的，对不对？我们是出去的，你们教会是把我们差遣的，差派的，所以 go and send right there。 然后今天我们这样子分享的什么时候，你们已经了解我们的挑战是什么，我们要如何祷告，对不对？所以你们了解学习是另外一个，还另外一个是祷告。 OK, so 4 different ways 学习、祷告、出去、差遣，然后呢要推动Mobilize, and then here in America, 你们都可以接待很多还没有听福音的人，非基督徒们。对，所以6种的办法才可以同心合意的一起做同工，才可以上帝得到荣耀。阿们吧。对，所以需要你们，我们不可以走下去，好吗？那你。
就是大家可以。